Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Good morning, everyone. We will be joined as our first guest by NPR's All Things Considered co-host, Michelle Norris. Coming up in just a minute or two, Michelle and Steve Inskeep from Morning Edition sat down together at the White House with President Obama yesterday, and we're going to play a short clip from that interview about democracy itself. And Michelle Norris is our first guest today. She got to interview President Obama at the White House yesterday, as I said, with Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep, about the president's speech tomorrow in Cairo, for the most part. It'll be his second speech as president in a Muslim country, and not just any Muslim country. There is a lot of anger in Egypt over long-term U.S. support for the repressive Egyptian government, an authoritarian U.S. ally. So let's play part of an exchange between the president and Michelle about the importance of advocating for democracy and human rights in the region.
The main thing for me to do is to project what our values are, what our ideals are, what we care most deeply about, and that is democracy, rule of law, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Now, in every country I deal with, whether it's China, Russia, ultimately Iran, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, allies as well as non-allies, there are going to be some differences. And what I want to do is just maintain consistency in affirming what those values that I believe in are, understanding that we're not going to get countries to embrace various of our values simply by lecturing or through military means.
Michelle Norris.
You've mentioned many times the importance of reaching out to Iran with an open hand, trying to engage that country. Are you also willing to try to engage with Hezbollah or Hamas, entities that have now had significant gains in recent elections?
Well, let's just underscore a point here. Iran is a huge, significant nation state that has, I think, across the international community, been recognized as such. Hezbollah and Hamas are not. And I don't think that we have to approach those entities in the same way.
All right. President Obama with NPR All Things Considered host Michelle Norris, who joins us now. Michelle, thanks for doing this. Welcome to the Brian Lehrer Show.
Brian, it's good to be with you.
The topic there was obviously democracy. Do you get the sense that the president will publicly push our allies in Egypt on that point in his speech there tomorrow?
He wouldn't reveal exactly what he plans to say. He was very careful about that, but you get a clear sense of the administration's thinking, both in talking to him and talking to his aides as they prepare for this speech. And that's really the big test for many of the watchers in that region, that are watching and listening very carefully for what he's going to say. And that's the big question, is whether the U.S. will redefine its relationship with Israel, will push them on the question of settlements, both freezing new settlements and curbing something that they call natural growth, the settlements that are just sort of naturally growing out of people who are already there building new settlements, whether they will not just press Israel to cease the growth of settlements, but also to stop the process that we now see where settlements, they tear them down, they're just rebuilt within a day. And whether they will really reach not just an open hand, but whether they will really press them on these and,
right,
and other issues, opening the borders in Gaza and whatnot. And so I think you're going to hear, if not a direct push on this, much of this will be, you'll be able to figure this out in listening to the tone of the president, the tone of what he actually says.
So that's on Israel.
The message to Netanyahu.
But there's another piece of it, which is the piece that you were asking him about and that he was responding to Steve about as well, and that's the longstanding central dilemma for the United States with respect to Egypt itself, because there's this history where they are an authoritarian government that broadly violates human rights, but supports the United States in its policies toward Israel, sort of, and fighting Islamist radicals. And the U.S. loses credibility in the Muslim world on the basis of continuing to support the Egyptian government while claiming to be the beacon of democracy. So, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's how, you know, you explain very clearly there how he has to carefully thread this needle in maintaining credibility by trying to reestablish a relationship with Israel, but also allowing Egypt to continue its favorable relationship with the U.S. But the big question is, well, he pushed them also on human rights abuses, whether they're going to open up elections. This is a country that has been ruled by one party for many, many decades, by one president since 1981. And the choice of Cairo was very interesting because of that very issue, that it is seen by many as a government that needs to clean up its own house.
So I guess the question is, and I don't know if you were able to get a sense of this yet from speaking to the president, of whether this administration's approach will be different from the Bush administration's, because President Bush, as you remember, pushed a democracy agenda, but then seemed to back off after Hamas was elected in Gaza. And also just kind of backed off after things continued to be tough in Iraq, that, okay, they can't be pushing Egypt on the question of internal democracy. Do you see any change on that front?
Well, you know, it's. I think that will be measured over the long term, because what you're talking about in the Bush administration, where Condoleezza Rice went to the region, delivered a very, very tough speech, and the Bush administration over time seemed to back away from the pledges that it made very early on. What we did hear from the president yesterday is that he said something I think you can read a lot into. He says that when you deal with your friends, that you have to be honest with them. And so I think what he's perhaps saying there is that he is going to press both Egypt and Israel on these issues that the administration is not very comfortable with, and that in order for the peace process to move forward, that both of these countries, and I guess I would include Saudi Arabia in that as well,
sure,
will have to make certain concessions that and this is something that Obama has been masterful at in the past, although this is probably the biggest challenge of this, his ability to bring consensus among parties that, you know, come to the table from a very polarized position. He's had great history of doing that in the Illinois Senate, in the Senate here in Washington, D.C., and even throughout his campaign. And there are internal debates that are going on right now in the White House about how this should happen. But that is, I think, one of the most telling things that he said yesterday on this issue, is that we have to deal with these countries both out of friendship but also from a place of honesty. And I think what he's saying is that we have to talk to them honestly about the problems that the administration hears.
Being honest with our friends. NPR's Michelle Norris with us for just another couple of minutes. I see that you'll be taking a leave from All Things Considered this summer, Michelle, to work on a book about how Americans talk about race, tentatively titled Say What?, according to what I read. Can you tell us anything about what your working thesis is?
Well, I had the pleasure of working again with Steve Inskeep, my colleague from Morning Edition, on a series of pieces this year that I think you probably remember, where we went to York, Pennsylvania, and we got a group of people, diverse people, together and put them in a room and fed them a delicious meal and said, let's talk about race. Let's have an honest conversation. And we did it over time. We realized that it's a tough topic, that you can't necessarily get to the heart of a difficult subject like that right away. And so we had one visit, and then we had a second visit, and we had a third visit, and each time we sort of went to a deeper place. And through that and through the course of reporting in this long campaign, I realized that Americans are really approaching this subject in a more open way, that it has the election of Barack Obama has had a catalytic effect on that conversation, even within members of my own family. I have learned things about my family that I didn't know, and in part from elders who didn't look back because they were so focused on helping the next generation look forward and look toward opportunity. And now that I'm African American, and now that some of the older folks in my family felt that they saw this big, momentous change in America, that it's almost like they exhaled. And they started sharing stories, some of them quite painful, that they had never shared with us in the past. And as I talked to many, many people, black, white, South Asian, Hispanic, I was capturing the same kinds of stories, realizing that there was this hidden conversation about race that was taking place outside of the public sphere, around water coolers and kitchen tables and in locker rooms. and at holiday suppers, and I wanted to try to capture that, and that's what I'm trying to do in the pages of a book.
Well, we look forward to inviting you on the show when the book is done and published, and NPR All Things Considered co-host Michelle Norris will be listening every afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. I think we set a date there.
There we go. If you accept, then it's a date. Thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.